This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling
me a
stick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, sits across the way here.
Good to be here. Two silkworms decided to race, but they ended up in a tie. Father's Day this coming Sunday.
That took a second.
Someone has said, I can't think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's love and protection. So thank you, dads, for all that you do to love and lead your family.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Now, why aren't you being a better father? Begin my three-point sermon.
You know, years ago, I heard Tim Wildman, might have been on this show, he said, Mother's Day, get all the praise, all the accolades.
Get roses.
Roses. And then just get, and they should.
Right.
And Tim said, hey, I don't mean to, you know, but he said, I've noticed a trend that mothers get all that. And man, here are the mothers in the Bible. Here's the sacrifice. Here's all the mothers do. He said, then every Father's Day sermon I've ever heard is, men, here's some ways to be a better dad. Yeah. And after you said that about a decade ago, I noticed every single sermon was like, and I was doing that on the radio. I was going, come on, dads, you need to step up. Yeah. You can do a better job. Now, come on, quit being a slacker.
I know, nobody gives a sporting goods store's gift cards, right?
Right.
On Sunday. You give mothers roses, well, dads get...
You get browbeat.
We get browbeat.
Browbeat. I will say this. When I was pastoring the church in the little community near here for years and years, we would give gifts to dads, too. Usually, though, it was just cheap tools. We would find, you know, some cheap screwdrivers.
Got these at a garage sale.
Harbor Freight and get that free tool, when you go in to buy something else. Oh, and here's you a little flashlight that's going to last about an hour after you get home.
All right, we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air here on American Family Radio. Hey, you want to watch the show, you go to Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there. Now, JJ, we have a mystery question, right?
Tell us about that. These original nine questions, you have a 1 out of 9 chance to win. One is a mystery question. And if you answer, you don't know which it is, but if you pick that question, answer correctly, you'll hear this bell.
That's the beloved cowbell.
The beloved cowbell. Oh, and that means you win yourself a Learning University t-shirt, athletic gray, a fun picture on the front. You'll flush out the Trivia Friday students and alumni when you wear this. It's a good conversation starter. And if you don't win, but you'd like to buy one, go to afastore.net, afastore.net, $15, or 2 for $30, as Ed likes to say.
That's right. Today only.
Today only.
Today only.
So get you, really, it's summertime. You need a nice T-shirt. Get your Learning University T-shirt. You can see it and purchase it for $15 at afastore.net, afastore.net.
I just want to let people know that if you decide to buy one of these, we guarantee if you go work out in the yard and stuff, it is dirt and stain resistant and sweat resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. We guarantee it.
We guarantee it.
Almost.
You guarantee
we
it.
We almost guarantee
a
it.
A limited guarantee.
Yes, limited guarantee. You better read the fine print.
All right, if you want to call in and be on the program, we have one rule, and that is if you've gotten on the program in the last 8 weeks, don't call. We like, because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. We have a lot of people who say, I tried to call for a year. They go into despair. And we don't want to be responsible for that.
That's right.
We don't have that on our conscience. So here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888 589-8840 to call and be on the program. So
we don't want to bring despair. Tim, we're joy bringers.
Come
we're
on.
We're the antidote to despair.
Come on.
I hear you.
Right?
You're right, Ed.
All right.
I concur. Or as they say in the old country church, come on. Isn't that what they say, JJ?
They do.
When they believe in what you said?
Yes.
Preacher says something good, they say, come on.
Come on.
All right. Let's go, Ed.
All right. Here are my three questions. First question. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Is that true or false? I'm not talking about the brothers now, the Almond brothers. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Is that true or false? Second question.
Or almonds, as some call them. Right?
Almonds. That was a great commercial.
I couldn't help myself.
That was a great commercial.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that. Yeah, that was a great commercial.
Caused the guy to jump out of the car. Yeah.
Can't take it anymore. Almonds.
Second question. Which river flows through Paris? Which river flows through Paris? Mm-hmm. Third question, Bible question. In Revelation 12, there appears a seven-headed dragon with 10 horns representing Satan. How many tails does it have? In Revelation 12, there appears a seven-headed dragon with 10 horns representing Satan. How many tails does it have?
Here's what I've got. Start out with the Bible question. What type of insect did John the Baptist eat in the desert? What type of insect did John the Baptist eat in the desert? Second question, what was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt with whom he lived? Taking
That's
you baby boomers
wow.
way back to some books that you read in elementary school. What was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt with whom he lived? And then, true or false, the real Charlie Chaplin entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest and did not win. Is that true or false? They had a Charlie Chaplin contest in the 1920s. He was the rage, and he had a certain walk and the little mustache and the hat. And so all over the country, this part is true, all over the country they had Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. On a fluke, the real Charlie Chaplin entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest and lost. Is that true or false?
I bet he talked then. Let me tell you something. I'm the real Charlie Chaplin.
And it's pronounced Almond.
Right.
Get your act together.
Right. All right, here are my three riddles. I would say they're fives on a scale of 1 to 10. I decided to go easy on the class today.
Okay.
Number one, what kind of running actually means walking? That's the first one. What kind of running actually means walking?
It always goes back to CrossFit. It's not waiting on it.
That's all supposed right. to be a five on a scale of 10, and I'm sitting here going, I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go down to ones
you
or
are,
twos.
You are riddle challenged.
I am riddle Ed. Challenged. I need to take some riddling.
We all can't be great at everything. You know, some things more difficult than others. Number two, what fastens two people but only touches one? What fastens two people but only touches one?
Man, I wish I'd listened more closely when that preacher was reading the thing at that wedding, because he said that exact thing.
All right, finally, what can be swallowed but can also swallow you? What can be swallowed but can also swallow you?
I had a nightmare about that just last night.
All right, there you go. There are the three riddles. So,
you give the phone number? You gave the phone number?
I did, Ed.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. We're going to Louisiana, and Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, Patricia, how
Hi,
are you
Patricia.
Doing?
Hi, Patricia.
I'm doing just fine. I'm just sitting here having a ball with you guys.
Well, all right.
Hey,
already.
Appreciate you listening, joining us. And
Patricia in the land of Boudin and gumbo.
Baton Rouge.
And all that other good food.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Patricia?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
John the Baptist.
Here's
question.
The question, Patricia. What type of insect did John the Baptist eat in the desert?
I believe it was locusts.
Yes, ma'am. Locusts. Way to start us out. No boudin, but locusts and wild honey for John the Baptist.
How do you, I don't want to dwell on this, but.
But you are, right?
But eating a locust is, I mean, that would be.
I think they still
do. Are we talking about the same locust you see?
I think so, and they still do, Tim.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Like a chocolate covered.
Well, yeah, honey covered in this case.
Hey,
honey,
I was reading in my. I'm reading the Bible through, and I was reading just the other day. Hey, these here's what's allowed to eat. You can eat, you know, the hoofed animals and this, but don't eat this and that. And it said you can eat grasshoppers and some of these other things, but stay away from these things. So I mean, it's right there in the Bible. It's okay to eat, but and there's people who tell me that have traveled. As much as you have, yeah. Tim, they've had chocolate covered.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, chocolate, you can get almost anything down with chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. For a grasshopper, it's going to have to be a lot of chocolate.
You know, you're making us think of that song, Just a Spoonful of Chocolate Makes the Medicine
grasshopper
go down.
Hey, Patricia.
You're still there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You
know, it's rare that we do this where we sort of go off. Patricia, go ahead with your question.
Okay. As the first recorded in history, who was the first to have an autopsy done on?
The first recorded autopsy in history? That's your
yes.
question?
Who's the first?
This sounds like maybe a little bit of a trick question.
You think so?
No, I think it's legit, like some kind of King Tut or somebody
maybe
during
that's
the Chinese days or whatever, and they...
So, yeah, so maybe they went back. They took a mummy and then did so that would be the oldest.
Hey, you're King Tut.
I'm going to say King Tut. I'm throwing that out there.
That sounds good to me. We're going with King Tut, Patricia.
Wrong. The first recorded in history was done in 44 B.C. on Julius Caesar.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
You mean so after they stabbed him? 300 times they decided to
find out what killed him.
Wonder what killed him.
Well, now today, if he was stabbed 300 times, they'd say, "Well, it was the coronavirus." Now the 300 stabbings played a part, but we're going to write down coronavirus.
Patricia, the way you said, "Hey, Patricia," the way you said the word wrong. You enjoyed that too much, I think.
I was the only one that guessed it. It was a question on Jeopardy two Fridays ago, and none of the contestants guessed it. I guessed it.
Oh, congratulations, Jeff.
Way to go.
Knowing your world history there. So yeah. Julius Caesar was the first one in an autopsy, and the easiest one ever done.
Julius Caesar for 200.
I declare that Julius Caesar
the coroner then went, what?
Hey, you know what? I want to give some props to these record keepers. Because it's all I can do to keep some receipts from some restaurants from one year to next.
Right.
And when I see something from 44 B.C., I say, well done. You put those stone tablets in this filing cabinet and kept up with that.
Hey, Patricia, thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Have a great day, Patricia. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening. You can... also go to AFR.net to listen if you'd like to. Download the app, American Family Radio, and you can listen anywhere on your smartphone or your tablet, AFR app. Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go back to Texas. Tommy from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Brother Tommy.
It's going good, brother. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to ask a question.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
About a month ago, y'all had a guy on that said, if you pour hot water down a rabbit hole, what do you get? And it was hot cross bunnies. And y'all might remember that.
Yeah, a hot cross bunny.
Hot cross bunnies if you pour hot water down a rabbit hole. So I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all know another way that you can get hot cross bunnies?
Hot Cross Bunny. You know, I bought their first album back in the late 70s. The Hot Cross.
Hot Cross, talking about that, is it Easter or whatever when you have
hot
those?
Hot Cross Buns.
Right, buns. Yeah, we don't know, Tommy. How do you do it?
Okay, the way you get hot cross bunnies is make the girls up at the Playboy Mansion angry.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Tommy, did you want to?
I don't think that exists any longer.
Did you want to answer one of our questions?
No, I just wanted to lay that one in.
Okay. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we thank you for listening. We go next to Mark in Leesville, Louisiana, right?
Yes. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday. Mark, you there?
Where is it, Mike?
Hey, Mark is here.
Okay, Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday, brother. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, man, where's Leesville, by the way?
Leesville is in west central Louisiana. We are the home of Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah.
Right, Fort Polk.
Now, is that west of Alexandria?
Yes, about 50 miles west of Alexandria.
Okay, I got to know where you are. All right, yeah, Mark, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both this morning, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, I'd like to try the one about almonds.
Okay, here's the question, Mark. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Is that true or false?
That is true to a certain extent.
Okay, you are correct. It is true.
Way to go, Mark.
All right. And now explain your certain extent.
The certain extent is that the family of plants that contains almonds and peaches are the rose family. And there are actually quite a few other edible fruits. Peaches, nectarines, plums, and cherries all fall in that same category. And the almond being one of them. So they all do indeed fall in the same family. It's the rose family.
So now, almonds are grown on trees, true?
That is correct.
Yes.
You have almond orchards, I guess, somewhere.
I think that's correct also. So you're saying that almonds and peaches are related in the same family with roses?
Yes, indeed.
Wow, I didn't know
that. The queen of the rose family is the almond.
Okay.
Hey, while we're there, Mark, difference between knowledge and wisdom. So a lot of people may or may not know this. Tomato is technically actually a fruit. So that's knowledge, that tomato
shouldn't be
a fruit.
But it is.
Wisdom is a knowing not to put a tomato in a fruit salad. So there's your working knowledge of the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
But almonds.
You can still put it between two pieces of bread with bacon and have a fine sandwich.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can put it by itself on some white bread and lather it with some mayonnaise and have one fine summer sandwich.
I used to eat my tomatoes with grasshoppers and wild honey.
That's just gross right there. I don't care.
Mark, you have a question for us? You got a question for us, Mark?
Yes, I do. I love gospel music, and I love country music, and I mix the both of them together. But there was a country music star who often worked under the pseudonym of Luke the Drifter, and he dispensed moralistic knowledge through many of his songs. Who was Luke the Drifter?
So good, wholesome country music from Luke the Drifter. Okay, sounds like he might have been a gospel singer that just like, you know, did that. That was his side hustle. He would sing country music under that name and have some real good moral lyrics.
What can you give us any kind of hint with what is that, the 50s, 60s,
70s? 50s.
The 50s.
That doesn't help me.
Was he a superstar? I mean, well known? Was he well known?
He was a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Billy Graham because he did so many different things. He could have got him a flat top guitar and been out there and had a cheap wig on.
And nobody would have noticed.
Yeah, nobody would have noticed. And he was, you know.
50s.
I think that distinct voice would have given
that's him I agree with you, Mark. That voice would be hard to cover that
you
up.
Know, Luke the Drifter. I
think I we're no stumped, idea. Mark. What's the answer?
Hank Williams, but he was
yeah,
way
I don't
back.
Think he was. Yeah, he wasn't dispensing moralistic
right,
advice.
Right, okay. Right. All right, Mark, what's the answer?
I'm going to surprise you with the answer. Luke the Drifter was Hank Williams.
What? You were there.
You were right.
Yeah. Jim, you were there.
Well, y'all were mocking.
I was, yeah.
I wasn't mocking. You was mocking Hank Williams.
Hank Williams in the 50s. He started in the 40s, I think, but in the 50s. So he started
in the 40s, but he became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in the 50s.
He died very young, didn't he? Wasn't he like 29 or something like that?
29 years old of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a sad ending.
He would not live. His darker side gave him the sense that what he was doing was indeed wrong, and he tried through many of his songs, The Funeral, Beyond the Sunset, and others. He tried to sort of step aside from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that kind of continued because you had Bo Cifa Drifter Jr. You know, you had him kind of hitting the circuit there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mark. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. That's Mark from Leesville, Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Also call
Learning University.
Next up, Ed.
All right. We go to Kansas. Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
About the dragon one.
All right. Here's the question. In Revelation 12, there appears a seven-headed dragon with 10 horns representing Satan. How many tails does it have?
One.
One tail.
Way to go, Michael.
There's a Bible reader right there.
And Bible sniper.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why there's only one tail? Or just because the writer...
Actually, the reason I asked the question is because in Greek mythology, the Hydra that has seven heads has three tails. So I thought I might fool somebody, but I didn't fool Michael.
Yeah.
So, nice. Good job, Michael. What's your question for us?
I think right now. Where is it? Okay, here's a riddle. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
You see a boat filled with people, yet there is not a single person on board?
No, they're all married.
Built by people or filled with people?
Oh, they're all married.
Yep.
That
wow,
was Tim.
Tim
said that. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Sure
you're welcome, fellas.
Wow, nice.
Looks like
done
I'm carrying the team.
Yes,
today.
You are. Yes, you are.
See, I never would have got that.
Thanks,
I'm
Michael.
Just riddly bereft
Michael,
or something.
Hey, Michael. Ottawa. Where's Ottawa, Kansas? Is that Wichita area or where?
Topeka area.
Topeka area. Okay. Wonderful. Listen, Michael. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, brother.
Yep.
We've been on the air in Topeka
from the beginning.
I remember when we bought the Topeka and Wichita stations. And that would have been 20 years ago or longer.
Oh, it was in the mid-90s.
Don't you think? Or
yes.
Longer.
Early 90s or
early
mid-90s.
90s, yeah.
Right.
So those stations have been AFR for a long, long time.
Right.
We have a lot of stations in Kansas.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We're going to take a short time out right here, and we shall return with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. And you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, I'm Franklin Graham. Right now, our country is in trouble, and people are scared, people are afraid, and we see the violence and the injustices that are taking place. Only God can change this. This is a problem of the human heart.
If you'd like to pray with someone, call us any time of the day or night at 888-388-2683. 888-388-2683.
Call that number right now. We've got someone who will pray with you, talk with you, encourage you. God bless.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. The Atlanta Police Department is dealing with a case of blue flu. Sources tell me dozens of police officers called out sick last night. Others just walked off the job. At one point, some 500 calls for assistance were left on hold. There were no officers to handle the calls, and outside agencies refused to lend a helping hand. And who can blame them? The outages in response to felony murder charges filed against Officer Garrett Rolfe. Facing the death penalty in the death of Rayshard Brooks, he was shot after attacking two police officers, stealing a taser and firing at the police officer. What happened to Mr. Brooks is a tragedy, but what happened to Officer Rolfe is a travesty. The national war on law enforcement must come to an end. And the only way for that to happen is for police to demonstrate how vitally important their mission is to the safety and the stability of our nation. Democrats need to tread very carefully. They say the blue flu is highly contagious. I'm Todd Starnes.
And the most famous line from that song, Ed, was...
Book 'em, Dano.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Hawaii 5-0.
Little Hawaii 5-0 from the...
Jack Lord, wasn't it?
Would that have started in the 60s? I don't know. It went
I think
into
that
the,
was.
You know, he was a Christian.
But it went in...
Jack Lord.
Jack Lord was?
You
sure I didn't
was.
Know that.
With a name like that, you'd have to be, wouldn't you?
You missed a good opportunity, didn't you?
That was... Thank you. That was from Hawaii. Didn't they have
They did. I think they rebooted it maybe twice.
There's some classic shows you don't re...
Right.
You just don't.
I mean, can you imagine rebooting The Rifleman? I mean, now, come on.
Or Columbo.
Columbo.
Yeah, how are you going
to That's a voice that I've tried to imitate and cannot do it. But I'd love
Peter
to
Falk?
I'd love to be able to do that Columbo character. Can you imagine walking into a restaurant, you know, you want to put in your reservation at Cracker Barrel, you know, party of four, and do that, you know. That.
My dad used to love that show, Columbo. We watched that whenever was that Saturday night or Sunday night?
That went for
now,
a long
time.
Now,
who's the guy
that
had
too?
The white parrot?
That was Beretta.
Beretta. Oh, and yeah. I think he was actually one of the little rascals.
You may be right on that.
That actor. Yeah.
And that's the one who got, didn't he get arrested for the murder of his wife or something?
I missed that.
Yeah, he. I think he's in prison.
And I think.
Anyway, let's repeat our questions.
Okay. So you want to move on? You want to move on from our discussion?
Well, we can revisit that again.
No, that's all right. Hey, I'm going to have to add two questions. This is going to be another.
Wow, I
really don't like people answering all my questions. It means I have to work hard next Friday and go find a bunch of new questions. But I guess we've got smart students, and they're just wearing me out here. All right. I have one question remaining from my original three, and it is this. Which river flows through Paris. What's the name of the river that flows through Paris? Here's two that I'll add. Human beings only use 10% of their brains. Is that true or false? And third question, what state was the first to include a slogan on its license plates? What state was the first to include a slogan on its license plates?
Here's what I've got. First question, what was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt with whom he lived? What was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt with whom he lived? Second question, true or false? The real Charlie Chaplin entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest but did not win. Is that true or false?
You're the master of true-false questions.
Then I'll add one. This is multiple choice. If you have entamophobia, what are you afraid of? A, bugs, B, doors, or C, taking Tamiflu medicine? If you have entamophobia, are you afraid of bugs, doors, or taking Tamiflu medicine?
I thought you were going to say D, afraid of those Tammy movies that my wife used to like. You remember those Tammy movies?
I miss those.
Tammy? Oh, man. It was some. You never heard of Tammy?
No, I never have.
Brent?
No.
Okay.
Heard of Tammy Wynette.
Now, there are people out there who remember these Tammy movies. She was a teenage girl or something like that in the South or whatever, and she was always getting in.
Here's
the
deal.
Fall in love and all that.
Here's the deal. Our sisters and daughters, they played with Barbies. And your poor wife, she had that generic version, like when you go to the drugstore, no, I can't afford the real thing. Give me the generic version of it. She played with the Tammy doll.
Oh, my goodness. All right, my three riddles are, number one, what kind of running actually means walking? What kind of running actually means walking? Number two, what fastens two people together but only touches one? What fastens two people together but only touches one?
It always goes back to Velcro in some way or another.
Or Kevin Bacon.
Or Kevin Bacon.
Number three, what can be swallowed but can also swallow you? What can be swallowed but can also swallow you?
Man, there's your tagline for your product. I'd buy it, whatever they're selling.
Right, exactly.
If the guy said it in a rich, deep, baritone voice.
You can swallow it. But it might also swallow you.
Not available in Montana. Let's go to
some phone. People may experience the following side effects. All right, we go to Kansas, and Ruby is on the line. Ruby, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey, Ruby.
Ruby, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
You know, I'll do both, but I would like to give a shout-out to our harmonica friend, Owen, in Texas.
Wonderful.
Okay. Our harmonica friend, you said?
Someday I'm going to go to Texas, and I'll wear my T-shirt, and he can wear his T-shirt, and I'll get my daughter a T-shirt, and we'll all go to Walmart together, and he can play his harmonica, and I'll play my ukulele, and my daughter will play her bongo drums.
That sounds like a hoedown. When y'all get that all together, let us know, because we want to buy tickets.
Yeah, and that should get some attention, right?
Yes, that's ma'am. Right. Hey, Ruby, ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'll try both. I'll try the Charlie Chaplin true false one.
Here's the question, Ruby. True or false, the real Charlie Chaplin entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest but did not win. Is that true or false?
I think it's true.
It is 100% true.
All right.
And here's what happened.
He entered the Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest and lost?
Here's what happened. There are a couple different versions of this. This is from a newspaper in the 1920s. A competition in Charlie Chaplin impersonations was held in California recently. There were over 40 competitors, and Charlie Chaplin, as a joke, entered the contest under an assumed name, and he impersonated himself. but he was 27th in the competition. The mustache, the walk, nope, you're a poser. You're not. That's not good enough. You know, and I'm like, Tim, it's like these people that have something that the Constitution actually says, and they go, that's unconstitutional. Right. You know, some of these policies, wait, you're saying the Constitution is unconstitutional. And then, but another one, it said he came in 20th from a paper. This was in New Zealand and Australia, that he was at a fair in the United States. So it might happen a couple of times. And the real Charlie Chapman thought it'd be fun to enter it, you know, with the mustache, his signature walk. But he came in 20th.
Oh,
so
my
he may
goodness.
Have jumped into a couple of them because they said they were really, really popular across the country.
And you can make a living as an Elvis impersonator.
Yes, that's right.
But Charlie Chaplin impersonator, what are you going to do with that? Exactly.
You got the little cane, a little derby hat, a little penguin walk, and that mustache.
Ruby, what's your question for us?
Well, I have several, but I'll give you the easy one. What was Leave It to Beaver's parrot's name?
Let's see. I think Ward and was it June?
Oh,
Beaver?
You're talking about the parents?
I thought you said parrot.
Yes, I thought you said parrot. I didn't know he had a parrot.
Did he have a parrot?
Yeah.
Well, he did have a parrot. He took a parrot to school one time, but I think they just kind of borrowed it.
Oh.
So are you saying parents or parrot?
Yes, his parents.
Parents. It seems like it's June it's and
Ward and June.
Ward Cleaver.
Yeah. Ward and June Cleaver.
That's right.
All right.
Way to go,
JJ. Team. That's right. Thank you, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby.
You have a wonderful day there in
Salina, Kansas. Where Russell's, you can get homemade pies, and it's right there on the interstate. When you're going snow skiing, you just go right through there.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're listening
Ruby
to-
knows.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number, if you want to be on the program and ask or answer, is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, because we want to get as many new people on the program and give them an opportunity to be on with us. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go to Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you've joined us, Dave. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please, but I'm going to make a little quick correction. Beretta didn't have a parrot. He had a cockatoo.
Cockatoo.
And the cockatoo's name was Fred.
Hey, that is that's
good
a
trivia
good
trivia right there.
So a cockatoo and a parrot different.
Yes.
Different.
I would like to.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to answer. I knew two or three of them, but I'm going to take a guess at this one. I think it's JJ's question number 5 about Tom Sawyer's aunt. I'm going to guess it.
Here's the question. What was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt with whom he lived?
The first name that popped into my head was Polly.
Polly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to guess
that fits in with the parrot.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Polly. And that's the thing. Every time he came through that screen door, he asked her if she wanted a cracker.
Well, what do you get if you cross a parrot with a lion? I don't know, but you always ask it, Polly want a zebra? Come on! I had a parrot joke. I had to tell it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Oh, nicely done there. Yeah. Hey, Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay, I don't believe that you've been asked this before, but I'm going to take a shot at it. Most everybody likes radio station WSM in Nashville. You know, for all the country music. My question is, what did the letters WSM stand for?
I don't know. This is going to be a guess, but I'm going to say that the last one would be music. World's blank music. I'm just guessing.
I think it's Southern. white straight male.
White straight. Well, you've been canceled. You're going to change those call letters. We don't know, Dave. What's the answer?
Okay, well, officially, WSM stands for We Shield Millions. That was the slogan of National Life and Accident Insurance Company. However, some folks believe that the WSM stands for William Smith Monroe. And all my brothers and sisters over in Kentucky know Bill Monroe.
Right, Blue Moon over Kentucky.
The bluegrass guy. The bluegrass legend, I should say. Dave, WSM, WSM, Nashville is where, I want to say it's 650 on the dial.
That's right.
Wow.
How'd you know that?
650 on the dial. Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Not that anybody cares. But,
I care.
I care.
So 650 on the dial. And that's the station that blasted out the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night across probably two-thirds of the U.S. back in the day, right?
I think so. When they didn't, now I think they have a 50,000-watt limit on the radio stations now.
But it was clear channel. What I'm saying is clear. It was clear channel at night. Now, and so all over, not all over the U.S., but probably half the continental United States could get that at night.
Hmm.
And that Grand Ole Opry came on Saturday nights. This is way before my day that it started, but that's how it got its renown.
Wow.
But anyway, thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
take care,
Dave.
My friend.
I don't know what station I was listening to as a kid, but like in junior high, I would listen to Wolfman Jack on the station out
from
in
Los
Nashville.
Angeles.
No, that was Chicago. That was Chicago WLS.
WLS.
If you want to know the reason, when I was about 12, my parents bought me an AM/FM radio.
Right.
I had in my room, and I had my headphones on. I had my headset. And so at night, before I went to bed, I would put my headset on, and I would go all over the country.
You used to listen to the Cardinals games, right?
Yeah, the KMOX, St. Louis, 1120. But I could take you all over the dial of AM right now if we wanted to bore you to tears because I could scan all the AM stations and listen all over the country to different stuff.
No, listen, I know
that's
what I'm
cool
going to drag
for
this
a 12-year-old.
Up. Why is it I've heard this before that you could get these stations at night.
What happens is they boost their power.
Oh, okay.
You can do this in the daytime too. You can boost your but at night what they would do was the stations that may interfere with the clear channel stations would have to decrease their power. Then the other are either and the other stations would be clear channel, what they call clear channel, which would be no interference. And at night, the sound goes further.
Okay,
So it would, your AM stations would go all over the country. That's why Wolfman Jack became popular because he's WS. What did I say? WSL? WLS Chicago.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, and same way with a lot of the other stations. Anyway, so that was
That's some good radio history.
Yeah,
yep.
But that was fun as a kid, you know, just going
and now
down
you're
the dial.
On the radio.
Yeah, listen, yeah, ironically.
And you've got that amplitude modulation and frequency modulation. That's what AM and FM stands for.
Well, a little bit of medicine will clear that up.
And sugar makes the
yes, that's right.
Medicine
makes
go down.
The modulation go
all
down.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Who's next, Ed?
All right.
Who's the next contestant?
We're going to go to Nancy, and Nancy is from Texas, but she is on vacation in Colorado. Nancy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, good morning, and may God bless all of AFA and all of your employees and your families, and thank you for all you do.
Now, Nancy,
I got to
tell you, all right, going to make an executive decision here.
Yes.
Anybody who is on vacation and still tunes in to Trivia Friday deserves a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
We're going to give you a free Learning University T-shirt because that, dear sister, is commitment and dedication.
Right.
I'm saying when you should be at Cracker Barrel, okay, having breakfast, you are instead listening to American Family Radio and Trivia Friday. So you're going to get a T-shirt when we're done with
by
you
Richard
on the
Nixon.
Air. Please do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and Sherry Black will get your information and we'll send you a T-shirt. How's that? You still there, Nancy?
She's speechless.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nancy, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Uh-oh.
You're breaking up. Go back to that same corner of the house where you were standing.
We don't want to lose you.
We're losing reception.
You there, Nancy? Oh, that's a shame.
Hello, Nancy.
Nancy, you there? All right, Nancy,
what do we do now?
I'm sorry. If you will write to comments@afr.net.
We'll get her on first thing next week.
And we'll get you the shirt.
We'll get her back on next week.
Yeah, we'll get you back on next week.
But she needs to send that email and tell us what happened to comments@afr.net.
Comments@afr.net. And we will get you.
Also, you need to have one of those legal stamps.
Yes, that's right.
What is that
called?
Get it
notarized.
Get it notarized.
If you would notarized in a doctor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was
from a doctor.
Gosh, she waited so long and then.
On vacation
and then gone.
Hey, you know.
Can we get her back on now? Or is that impossible?
It's nearly impossible.
I think.
Hey, you're talking about getting a permission slip from a doctor, you know, like one of these Far Side cartoons. I just saw one of these. And you know how you always see the guy stranded on the island trying to take some stones or whatever and write SOS or whatever?
Right.
There are about 10 guys in lab coats, and they had scribbles written all over the island, and the plane just went on by. And the one guy said, 10 of y'all, and nobody can write the word help legibly. 10 of you doctors.
Oh, because they were doctors.
Yeah.
Can't read what they write.
Right.
I'm wondering how many people have got the wrong dope. Because of that. Think about it. You take that thing to the pharmacy and the doctor writes, you can't read it, and the pharmacist go, I guess that's what it is.
I have is some frequency modulation.
It's 5 minutes of closing time. Just give him whatever you think.
Whatever you think it says.
We'll blame it on the doctor.
Wonder why he dropped out of pharmacy school. Or didn't drop out. He got run off.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Here's the deal. How's it going, fellas?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
That's nicely done.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. Man, I listen to you guys religiously every day from about 6 in the morning to about 6 in the evening.
Well, listen, Chris, we're not trying to start a new religion. That's all I can say. We do appreciate the dedication, though. You want to ask?
I mean, you guys made an awesome difference in my life. But yes, I would love to ask and answer.
All right. Well, which question would you like to answer?
Like to answer the one about being swallowed and swallowing.
Okay, Chris. All right, Chris. Here's the question. Here's the riddle. What can be swallowed but can also swallow you, Chris?
Well, in response to that, you can also go before fall. Would it be pride?
Pride.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Pride, that is correct, Chris.
Nicely
absolutely. That question fits along with that Bible verse.
Oh, that's good.
You swallow your pride.
What can be swallowed but can also swallow you?
Good.
That's good.
Pride.
That's why I got it. That's why I did it.
Chris, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I got a riddle for Tim. It's kind of a corny one, but if March winds brings April showers and April showers brings May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Yes, sir.
JJ, way to come through for the team, JJ. Ask that again, Chris.
If March winds brings April showers and April showers brings May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
All right.
I like it. I love it. That's great.
Hey, Chris, thank you again for your kind words for how the Lord's used in American Family Association, American Family Radio. We can't tell you enough how much we appreciate your love and your prayers and your support. God bless you, brother.
Man, you bet. God bless you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, man.
Chris from Weatherford.
That makes our day.
Those were some kind words.
Yes.
Weatherford, Oklahoma. You've been there, JJ? You've been everywhere.
Yeah, I've not been to Weatherford.
Have you not?
I'm looking to hear where you're going.
Oh, thank you.
Let me just say this. JJ has a, and I mean this seriously, we're not kidding. He has a speaking ministry where he goes and shares. He does stand-up comedy. He also does inspirational talks. And so he's very
some
popular.
Thrown in
very
there.
Popular with crisis pregnancy centers. They use him for banquets and so forth. But you'll speak. Now,
wild game.
You got to pay more than you got to pay more than his gas money. Okay, now, come on. Christians seem to be the worst on that.
That and tipping.
Tipping
at restaurants.
But JJ, where are you going to be, and how can people get in touch with
you? Thank you for that. My speaking got interrupted and postponed, like everything else. This spring, I was supposed to be in Illinois and Texas, and Louisiana and Arkansas, and everything got put on hold. But they're opening back up, one that was rescheduled, the Center for Life in St. Genevieve, Missouri. I'll be there this coming Thursday night for a Pregnancy Resource Center banquet. And you're right, we're going to laugh together, great meal, great fellowship for a wonderful cause, saving babies. And it's this coming Thursday night, June the 25th, Center for Life, St. Genevieve, Missouri. I'm not sure when the cutoff is. Often, you know, they have a cutoff for the head count for the banquets.
Right.
It may be today. If you're nearby and you'd like to attend, that would be wonderful. You can contact them. Center for Life, St. Genevieve, Missouri. The rest of you, please pray for a successful banquet. Look, wonderful pro-life community. Last year at the banquet, they had 350 people.
Wow, that is
so
awesome.
How to find out about bringing you to their town?
Oh, thank you. JJJasper.com. JJJasper.com, and you can go to the top of the page, I think, and it's got booking. You can click it right there.
Good, good.
One time I went and spoke at a I went like 1,000 miles as invitation to be a commencement speaker. This is 25 years ago at a Christian school.
Yeah.
And I got ready to leave. And, you know, you don't want to be rude, but where's my
honorarium?
Where's my honorarium? And the guy told me, well, Brother Tim, thanks for coming. And we'll be sending that honorarium check to you.
I don't
even know if I got paid back for my travel.
Oh my goodness! They never gave you anything. He lied to you.
Well, you did that, or they didn't have any money, or ran out of money. I don't know, or he ran off with the money. I don't know.
It really could have gotten lost in the mail.
That's
rare.
JJ's got 100 stories probably about that. But just sometimes Christians are the. You know, thanks for coming. You know,
yes,
here's right. What, $25? How much was it for you to drive over here? We want to bless you, brother, with your gas money. And did you eat at McDonald's? If you did, we're going to cover that too. All right, let's try to squeeze in one more call.
All right, let's. What do you guys say? We go back to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you for getting me in under the wire. First of all, I want to say thank you for reflecting, you know, the expression in Scripture, the joy of the Lord's our strength, and you guys do that. And it's like a vitamin B12 shot, so thank you for your ministry.
Well, thank you, John.
Nehemiah 8:10b. John, that is a great verse. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I've been to Plano, great town that you've got there. I was teaming up with the comedian Nazareth, and we did a couple of cities together, and that was a lot of fun. John, ask, answer, or do both?
Do both. I'll go to Tim's question about something that joins people together but only touches one.
What fastens or joins two people together but only touches one? What is it?
I could be wrong. I'm thinking a wedding band.
A wedding band.
Almost gave it away.
What joins two people together but only touches one?
Dearly beloved,
John got it right.
I love
it. We are gathered in the presence of family and friends.
Okay, guys, hold on. If you're wearing the pins, you might want to put another pair on because you're going to love this one. You ready?
Go.
Okay, if Jimmy cracked corn and nobody cared, why'd they do a song about it?
Nicely done,
duly noted, John.
Nicely done.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John.
All right.
Hey, John, thanks for understanding we're about out of time. That was funny. If Jimmy cracked corn, they wrote a song about it.
Yeah, if nobody cared, why they mention it?
We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.